Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
Welcome to this week's episode, and you know, this week I'm going to be alone, and I'll probably be alone for the next few weeks because we are working on getting caught up with some things on the podcast. 3D Dentist has been coming roaring back with COVID kind of being going away and dentistry getting back to normal, so it's been taking a little bit more time. Our retreat has certainly taken a lot more time and energy and focus. So we got a little bit behind on the podcast, and so I want to make sure I come to you with some messages and stay with you, because it's important for me, because frankly speaking, if I miss a few weeks, then there's a reasonable chance I'll continue to miss weeks, and it's important to me to keep this going, to keep our podcast going. So what do I want to talk about this week? I was having a conversation with one of my patients who happens to also be a good friend. He's a retina specialist here in Raleigh. And we always talk about how we want to get together more often, but, kind of life gets in the way. And really, it's my life that gets in the way because I don't sometimes keep control of it. But we were talking about things, and we were talking about our drive to make more, to earn more, to continue to achieve. And we were kind of taking stock, and he said something to me that really stuck with me. And he said that he was focused right now on doing the things to stay in the game. And it really hit home with me because, so often we all think about, or I talk about, what does it take to get in the game? Whether that was getting in the game of getting into dental school, the push, the constant forward movement, the constant just the drive that it took to get into school, and then the drive that it took to get through school, and then, the push and desire to get in the game of being a practicing dentist by passing your licensure. And then getting in the game of finding a job and being an associate or finding a practice and being a practice owner and getting in that game. Or, over the years, the getting in the game of cosmetic dentistry, getting in the game of, more expanded general dentistry like molar endo, like extraction, socket grafting, then getting into the game of dental implants, and then getting into the game of sleep apnea, and then getting into the game of a clear aligner orthodontics and full arch implant therapy. And it's always been this get in the game. What is it? I got to get in the game. And it really hit home with me that I've never really took time to focus on what does it take to stay in the game? And what do I mean by that? What do I mean by staying in the game? You know, I've been pretty open sometimes when I've talked to people, certainly at the courses and you know, close friends, is that my goal is not to be a practicing clinician after age 50. And it hit me when he said that, when he my friend said, when Nathan said that he's focused on staying in the game, and I it hit me like, why don't I want to stay in the game? What is it about what's going on in my life that makes me want to get out of the game in a way? And it really, it just got to me. And I think we all sometimes lose sight of that. We're so focused on achieving. We're so focused on getting in the game that we forget to work on staying in the game. And, you know, I think as a golf lover, as a person who really enjoys golf, you know, 2019, Tiger Woods won the Masters at age 43, 44, whatever it was, after multiple knee surgeries and back surgeries. And, you know, he was working on staying in the game. You know, he was working on what did it take to extend the longevity of his career. And if you really think about it, he had all the money in the world. He had, you know, all the accolades in the world. He wasn't working on getting in the game. He was working on things that it took to stay in the game so that he could continue to have a career. And then today, 2021, Phil Mickelson, at the age of 50, almost 51, just won the PGA Championship. And so the same thing, like, he clearly has worked on staying in the game, not getting in the game, because he's solidified, even a Hall of Famer, he's solidified his position within the game, but yet he worked on staying in the game. And some examples of that are, you know, I wrote down some things. I said, you know, what is the longevity of your career? You know, why is it that less and less dentists are making it to 60, 65, 70 in practice? What is it? I mean, I think it has to do with this drive, this lack of focus on or lack of attention to staying in the game. It's why we have burnout. I think burnout comes from not focusing on staying in the game, but instead focusing on the drive of getting in the game, to get bigger, to get this or get that. And then certainly the mental aspect of it, things like depression and anxiety, how those have overall across humanity have gotten worse over the last few decades. And so I wrote down some things that I need to work on to stay in the game versus getting in the game. Because frankly, I don't need to get in the game anymore. I'm already in the game. You know, I'm 23 almost 22 years into being a practicing dentist. I've developed and built a relatively successful practice. I've built a relatively successful education business. You know, I've achieved a lot within the profession in terms of notoriety and things along those lines, but I'm losing sight of staying in the game. And I know that many of you listening have also lost sight of that. And so here's some of the things I wrote down. First and foremost, I wrote down, I write this down every time. It's kind of sad, actually. Physical health. As I'm sitting here recording this, I'm having significant back pain. My lower left back is spasming up, and that comes from physically not having taken care of myself. And, you know, that's probably been a lifelong problem for me. That's not something that dentistry has caused. Or, you know, money has caused. That's just been a problem I've had all my life, is focusing on physical health. You know, neck pain. How many of us develop upper back or neck pains from being hunched over and how we work in patients' mouth and, you know, not having that commitment to proper posture and proper working posture, you know, those kind of things. So we have to work on, or I have to work on, my physical health if I want to stay in the game. Another story, I think, For those of you that attended our 3D All on X course a few weeks back, you know, I do a live demonstration of a full arch implant case. And those of you that were watching saw my finger get spasmed and get stuck in position. And that is a direct result of simply not taking care of my physical health, and maybe not drinking enough water, not doing enough flexibility or range of motion exercises, you know, all of those things that become important as we get into our mid-40s, soon to be in our late 40s, and then eventually in our 50s. You know, these things don't get easier as we go along. I wrote down mental health. You know, it's I think mental health is certainly always very important. And for me, I find that my mental health is harder to deal with as I get a little bit older. And I don't get that. I would argue that it should have been harder when I was really struggling financially and all of these things. But, you know, now I'm past that part of my life where I'm, you know, I struggle. But I think the struggle now is this comparison, this, you know, being comparing yourself to what others are doing, or what my contemporaries or my counterparts are doing, where they're at and in their careers and in their practices and how many practices they own, and, you know, and all of these things. We get caught up in these things, and, you know, we get caught up in wondering when I'll be able to retire, or am I saving enough, all of these things. And they take a toll. I don't know about you, but they take a toll on me mentally, because they just do. I don't know how to explain why or how, but it's an area that I actually have put focus on my mental health, and I need to continue to put focus on my mental health. Other things that that have happened that I need to update to stay in the game is, I wrote that I'm impatient, and my answer isn't that I need to be less impatient. My answer is that I need to continue to surround myself with stronger people who can tolerate a level of impatience, because
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode. I come across the wrong way, but I've probably earned to be a little bit impatient. I'm not 28, 30 years old anymore. I'm not, you know, trying to prove myself. And so I have a good idea of what works and what doesn't work. And I have a good idea of, you know, how I want things to be done. So I have less patience than I did before. So I am more impatient. So, you know, I've worked that I need to surround myself with stronger people. And so if you're in that position where you're more impatient, you're more stuck in your ways, you know, and I know that's often a bad thing to be, is stuck in your ways, but sometimes we just kind of get that way. You know, sometimes being around people that need a lot of hand-holding, that need, you know, a lot of pat on the backs and a lot of rah-rah and all of that stuff, that maybe that drives you a little bit nuts. And so, you know, I'm working on surrounding myself with stronger people, people that need less of that, that need less attention. And sometimes that means I have to make changes sometimes in terms of the makeup of our team. Sometimes that means I have to have difficult conversations and let people know that I'm not going to tolerate as much anymore, or that I still love them, but I'm probably just going to be a little more, just crotchety, I guess is the word I would use with that. Maybe it changes my hiring practices. Maybe I have less tendency to hire people with potential and more of a tendency to hire people that have been around the block a little bit and, you know, that have experienced life a little bit, who have been in places where they understand the value of our culture and our environment. They're not, fooled by the grass is greener on the other side. You know, those kind of things. That's some of the things that that I would talk about with impatience. You know, my schedule. This is an area I think most of us put very little attention to. We just focus on more. And some of that's financially driven. Some of that's, you know, the drive to do more. Some of that is our internal not wanting to say no to people. And, you know, we've built busy practices and now we just don't want to say no. So we end up working through lunch. We end up squeezing time down and working multiple rooms. And not all of us are built for that. If you're built for that, great. Good for you. I'm not built for that. You know, I'm built to work one room. I'm built to check one hygienist. And I've had to work on my schedule. And that means the amount of hours that I work, the hours that I put in to produce the revenue that I need to produce to make a living and support my business, the schedule of the type of dentistry I do, when I do these things. Like I know that Monday morning isn't a good morning for me to be doing complex restorative dentistry, or that at the end of the week it really isn't a great time to be doing complex restorative dentistry. Because my mind is starting to go into 3D dentist mode. So, those are the kind of things that I need to look at, because if I allow the schedule to overtake what I'm doing, it makes me want to get out of the game and not stay in the game. Being more firm about the schedule is very important to me. And I'd ask, what are you doing to be firm about your schedule? You know, the hours that you work, why should we work more hours as we get a little bit older? We should be working less hours. We should have earned that right. We should have, built a practice that allows us to do that instead of always just running. The scope of dentistry. Those of you that have been listening to my podcast for years have heard me talk about no more fillings. And, now I'm talking about no more crowns. And soon I'm going to talk about no more single tooth implants. And, scope of dentistry, schedule, revenue, it's amazing how well they go together staying in the game. Staying in the game would be if I could do a full arch implant case every week, I'd see one patient work one day and be done. That wouldn't make me stay in the game. I've had a renewed passion for some cosmetic dentistry recently. That will make me stay in the game because I can see one patient produce the revenue and be done. So I'm starting to get a focus on what would it take to stay in the game. And I hope that as I'm saying some of these things, you're starting to get some focus of what would it look like for you to never leave your practice, to never leave the profession by choice. Some of us aren't going to have a choice. We're going to get physical ailments that are outside of our control sometimes. We're going to have deterioration in our motor skills or our eyes and things like that are outside of our control. And what else would it take to stay in the game? I think I've always talked about how I want every dentist to have an associate. We're moving into the world now where we want multiple associates. I want to have two associates. Or two partners, or whatever that looks like in your world, because that buys me more time. That buys me less pressure to have to be there, to have to perform, and those things would keep me in the game. Those things would allow me to stay in the game. because I don't move as fast as I did. I don't have the, I'm more impatient, as I've already admitted, and I'm more specific in the type of dentistry I do. So we need more people to take over that level of dentistry for us. And, you know, I hope I'm part of this solution for people. Egotistically speaking, that would make me happy. But, you know, getting inspiration from others makes me want to stay in the game. You know, you're the average of the five people you surround yourself with. And I appreciate being one of the people you surround yourself with on a weekly basis here through this podcast. And for those of you that come to 3D Dentists and come to the retreat, I'm so grateful that you support us there, and I get to be part of your life in that way as well. But, you know, recently I've had inspiration from people that probably don't even realize they've inspired me. Brian Harris or Smile Virtual, seeing how building a personal brand online, in his case through Instagram, has really allowed him to do only the dentistry that he seemingly that he likes to do, which is cosmetic dentistry, and how that platform has allowed him to attract those patients under his rules. You know, I would stay in the game if I could pick and choose my patients and only do the type of dentistry I wanted to do. Tejas Patel in Austin, who's built a cosmetic dentistry practice, via TikTok and Instagram. Seeing that and having him on the podcast, I've had Brian Harris on the podcast a few years back, and I had Tejas on the podcast earlier this year, and we talked about how he was doing that. Seeing that gives me inspiration. And, you know, to want to stay in the game, we've got to have some inspiration. And recently, I interviewed Grant Olson in Springfield, Missouri, and you'll hear his podcast here in a little bit, in a month or so. But he's built a practice in Springfield, Missouri that has been built around YouTube, using YouTube to attract patients that are coming for complex, comprehensive, complete care dentistry, whether that's cosmetics, whether that's full mouth rehab, whether that's implant dentistry. Those things make me want to stay in the game, because as a competitor, you know, I look at it that I look and I feel that I have skills in those arenas, and if I could make it so that's the type of dentistry I did on it, you know, on a regular basis, or all I did, then that would make me continue to practice 10, 15 more years, you know, make me have fun, you know. So many years, where, you know, for so many years, I was such a champion and advocate for CEREC, for single visit CAD/CAM dentistry. And so much of that was because of the vigor and how it, you know, made dentistry fun again. And, you know, I want cosmetic dentistry makes dentistry fun again. Full arch implant therapy makes dentistry fun again. You know, I don't find single unit implants fun anymore, as fun anymore. And so I need to make that decision that I'm going to pass that on to someone else in the practice and allow myself to focus on those things that I enjoy, so I want to stay in the game. That also means that sometimes we're going to have to let go of some patients. And this has become easier for me in post-COVID. You know, I don't know what it was about COVID, but, you know, post-COVID, I've become okay with patients leaving our practice, because it's not like what it used to be when it was just me 15 years ago. And my answer is, I'm not the same person, you know, and I'm sorry for that, but I'm going to be focused on what makes me happy and what allows me to have longevity in my career. And the last thing I wrote down before I felt that I had enough stuff was fees. I want to get paid what I'm worth. I want to feel that people are choosing me not because I'm on their plan. Maybe they choose a practice because we're on their plan, but I want to feel that I'm getting paid for my level of expertise, because I do feel that I'm an expert at some of the things that I do. And so I'm focusing on that. I'm focused on not discounting my fees, not presenting, you know, not feeling scarcity and maybe lowballing my case fees for complex care dentistry. And so those are some of the things that I feel that I have to focus on to allow me to stay in the game. And I'm confident that those really should hit home with you as well, because I see too many dentists now, more so now at a younger and younger age, who are constantly telling me that they want to get out of dentistry. They don't want to be at chairside anymore. And I want to change that, because I think that's a dangerous position for our profession to go into. It will accelerate what's already accelerating, which is the corporatization of dental practices and dental manufacturing. And I'm not against those things, but I just think that we need to protect the individual dentist, you know, our position to have some level of autonomy and be able to protect our profession. And so I want you to focus. I want you to do me a favor and write down what would need to change for you to stay in the game of dentistry until you're 60, 70, 80, and not driven on finances. What would your day need to look like? What would the amount of dentistry you do? What would your schedule look like? And work hard on building that now. You know, start now. Don't start when you're 50, 60 and you're the last 2-3 years. Make now. I mean, make now that way. There's no reason that it shouldn't be that. There's no reason at 45 that I shouldn't have exactly what I want. You know I have to compromise. I know there are things that I have to be realistic about. I'm not that crazy, you know, or that unrealistic. But why shouldn't I constantly fight for staying in the game instead of fighting to figure out how to get out of the game? And so that's my challenge to you this week. And, you know, if this episode hits home with you, if this helps you, you know, do me a favor, review the podcast on Apple iTunes, or leave a Google review for 3D Dentists on the Google, or share this message on social media. And next time you see another dentist, grab their phone and subscribe to the podcast, because, you know, I want to be the champion of the individual dentist. And what is the individual dentist? The individual dentist is the practice owner, the independent practice owner, the associate dentist that works in the DSO environment. You're an independent dentist, if you ask me. You're an individual dentist, if you ask me. And if we don't have enough focus on the individual dentist, and I'm seeing CE try to commoditize us, I'm seeing CE built around corporate intentions, and I want to focus on the individual dentist, the associate. Why shouldn't you take charge of your career and your career path, your career path, your clinical and business career path, your leadership career path shouldn't be dictated by the DSO offerings. You should have your own mind and take whatever independent CE you want, because you want to build your career, and you should be in an environment that supports your desire to do different things or to build your schedule. You know, I don't believe that just because you're an associate in a DSO environment that you can't control your schedule, that you can't say, hey, I want to work 10 to 4, 3, 4, 5 days, 6 days, whatever, you know, number of days you want, 1 day a week. You know, you should have that right. You know, that's why we chose dentistry. And so I want 3D Dentists to be, I want myself and by default 3D Dentists to be the champions of the individual dentist. And that's not just practice owners. That's also associates in the DSO environment. So do us a favor and let's help spread the message. Let's focus on all the things that we went into private practice for, which was control and freedom and flexibility. And let's work on staying in the game instead of trying to get out of the game. So thank you again for joining us this week. If we could ever be of help, please don't hesitate to reach out. If you're looking for wonderful CE, don't hesitate to visit tbonespeaks.com or 3d-dentists.com and visit the new retreat. And I look forward to seeing you guys and being back with you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.